Thanks for joining us. This is a rather special interview, Notepad. I'm shooting on the south bank of River Thames here in London, United Kingdom. Behind me is the newly launched Better Sea Power Project. They've just launched phase two. Of course, I've been going on and on about Better Sea. I don't need to know, I don't need to introduce you too much about the project itself. But for this particular segment, we're running this special program or special segment on my show, Notepad. It's called The Economics of Election, trying to see or tie up between the impact of the economy versus what is at stake when it comes to the election. I bumped into my old friend from university, Naufal Nasrullah. He is currently flying high as a student or postgraduate student at King's College London. So Naufal, fancy bumping into you at Better Sea. Of course, I'm sure this is a very interesting project. Yeah. A lot of getting a lot of hype. Malaysians are also quite interested to learn more about this. I just want to get your thoughts into what you think about these kind of projects right now being done by Malaysian shareholders abroad.
Right. Thank you, Yim. I think welcome to London. So I think with the Better Sea project, I think it's a good step for Malaysian companies to go abroad and to have, I guess, corporate courage in order to invest in other locations. Because I think historically our GLICs and also the companies that we have in Malaysia have been mostly concentrated in Malaysia.
Yep.
So I think it's good to venture outside, especially when, you know, there are better returns outside and there's better, you know, economic opportunities that you can get going into projects like this. Yeah.
It's also important for us to look into the macroeconomic conditions. 2023 is not going to be a fun year for many because of the economic headwinds. We're looking at rising inflation. We're looking at countries that are just managing the kind of resources or supply chain issues. Many, many uncertainties. Where do you feel the stress points are going to lie ahead when it comes to Malaysian shareholders trying to find value abroad? Do you feel that the kind of highlights that we've had over the past few months or weeks is actually quite on point, or do you feel that there are other areas that we need to think about when it comes to, I guess, challenges that lie ahead?
I think there is, given that what we've seen, the push from the government towards the, you know, the companies that we're from Malaysia, there is a general push for them to kind of contribute back to the Malaysian economy by, you know, giving help and so on in like a CSR manner.
Yep.
I think it's important for maybe for Malaysian companies to then go abroad to try to get in returns and try to get in value so that they'll be able better equipped to, you know, give out help in the Malaysian economy through CSR programs or through sustainability kind of financing towards people who need them in Malaysia. Yeah.
So we preface the show by saying that there is a lot at stake in this election. In fact, for every single election, a lot is at stake. But what makes this, in your opinion, what makes this a little bit more different, a little bit more interesting, and more importantly, a little bit more crucial to get everyone out there to vote and perhaps try to see what is at stake right now?
Like, for a lot of Malaysians, we've gone through 4 years of multiple changes of government. I think, and, you know, as we all know, some people might be a bit,
combo, right? Yeah. One election, five governments kind of thing, buy one free one, buy one free five.
Buy free five. Yeah. And I think, you know, we know that some Malaysians may be a bit turned off by the outcome and, you know, the instability with the government.
Yep.
So I think it's important for this government, for the next election, for Malaysians to keep on believing in democracy and keep on to coming out to vote and believing in the system and at least, you know, consenting and also voting in the government they believe in,
All right. There's also that whole idea of tying up with what you're doing right now. You know, you've been through a lot. You studied, you read economics back at our alma mater back in IIUM. You're now a postgraduate student in the King's College, London. You're doing international development. It's all quite interesting for us to talk about. But more importantly, what do you feel is, I guess, relatable or directly correlated to what you're doing right now? Where would the real-life application be in your postgraduate studies?
I think that, for instance, in Malaysia, it's important to look at economic development not as an economic growth or GDP kind of perspective, but look at it holistically. So thinking about literacy rate, for instance, PISA scores, looking at how it's giving people opportunities, and that's what I think how I want to contribute back when I return back to Malaysia. You know, giving my share or my fair share of being able to, I guess, contribute in whatever small manner in creating a more holistic economic development policies for Malaysia. Yeah.
So let's talk about how you're going to vote. Are you going to vote?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to vote. Yeah, from here.
From afar. Sure. But having said that, why do you feel that we need to, start talking about why it's important for people to get out there and vote?
I think it's important because we want to be able to create for the next election at least a strong government, so that you know the markets believe in a more stable government, because we know after the last election corporations are a bit rattled because there's been multiple changes of policies and government. So we think it's important for people if they want to have a more stable, I guess, life in economically, politically, and also socially. I think it's important for us to vote, come out, and you know, support the politics that we believe in. Yeah.
Okay, great, Nofal. Thanks very much for taking time with us. Okay, we're going to go for a short break. I'm going to be speaking with another student, Omar Akbar Khan, student at LSE, or London School of Economics. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for staying on with us. I am Ibrahim Sani. We're running a special segment on Notepad called The Economics of Election. Of course, our GE15 is going to herald in a few ideas on what our economic policies are going to shape up, at least over the next 5 years, at most over the next few generations. I'm at the south bank of the River Thames, right in front of the Battersea Power Station. Joining me is Omar Akbar Khan, a postgraduate student in the London School of Economics, a rather renowned school, a school that I admire. And of course, what do you do there in LSE?
So I'm studying development studies at LSE.
What does that mean?
Yep. So it's a course that looks at the history and theory of development and in a broader sense why some countries tend to develop and maybe some countries tend to fall behind.
I think for Malaysia, right?
Yep.
We were developing and then we weren't. Right.
Yes.
So what's your thesis on that?
So I think it's a bit mixed, right? I think it's a mix of two factors, right? I think there are internal and external factors.
Okay.
Right? Externally, I think that there were certain choices that we made that perhaps caused us to, I guess, grow slower than some other countries, right? I think choosing, for example, to pursue a national car, I think I had a bit of a mixed response.
Yeah.
I think, you know, countries like Thailand were able to develop their automotive sector a lot faster, becoming sort of the Detroit of Southeast Asia, because they didn't pursue a national car policy, right?
Yeah.
I think in recent years we've been able to attract investment, which I think has benefited the industry as a whole. I think moving forward, I think, and that comes to sort of the internal kind of policies when we look at it, it's I think a critical moment in sort of Malaysia's, I think, overall growth story, you know, with the recent changes in government.
Yep.
I think it's highly important that there's a clear mandate from the people heading into, I think, this global uncertainty to basically chart Malaysia's growth for the next few years to come.
Now, I want to know more about what you think is at stake when it comes to this particular election cycle, particularly when it comes to policy. What's your thoughts on this?
So I think a big factor to, for example, attract investment and I think has to do with political stability. I think for there to be strong and stable sort of governments, then there needs to be a clear mandate from the people. So I think it's what's most at stake is that, you know, we have poor election turnout, and then we have a continuous sort of shift in government in the coming years, right? Because of questions arising regarding to its legitimacy. And so I think it's highly important that, you know, people both in Malaysia and outside, you know, the wider diaspora of students and those working abroad to register and vote, so that the Malaysian voice is captured, heard, and so that those that are elected to power then have a clear mandate and have secured sort of I think the voice of the people in shaping the policies in the coming years.
I know there's a lot of conversation in terms of the importance for us to go out and vote, but of course people are a bit more, I don't know, I'm generalizing maybe, but people are a little bit more jaded. They might not know that their voice matter, the whole political conversation into how they are going to bring about change. After all, it's just one vote. Many of them perhaps even stay in urban areas where they are, the winner of that particular area wins by a massive majority. So if you really want to support, there's no need for it to support. If you want change in your locality, it's quite impossible for you to ask for change because it's a rather safe seat for the incumbent. How do you see this? Do you resonate with that kind of views, or you feel that that view is a little bit more archaic? We need to change how we look at how our vote matters.
I think it's a very relevant viewpoint. I think it's a viewpoint that probably many people share. I think the fatigue of recent political events has kind of fatigued many of us.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do think that it is, given sort of the turbulence that we've seen, it's very important to, one, I guess, reaffirm our views by supporting sort of incumbents.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if again, we disagree, then it is also equally important to then voice that disagreement and discontentment so that it can translate into policy that then creates change.
Okay, yeah. Look, what would be the two or three things that I think is important for Malaysia to move forward, economically speaking?
So, right, great question. So I think...
it's an open-ended one. It's always a, open-ended questions are always the great ones. Yeah.
So I think there are a few things that need to happen. So I think number one, I think that there needs to be a strengthening of institutions. I think with stronger institutions, again, right, creating that political stability gives clear signals, right? And we've seen, for example, here in the UK, how a government with limited stability can sort of influence both currency and investment, right?
Yeah.
And I think, so number one, I think is strengthening institutions and making sure that there is, you know, clear political stability. I think secondly, I think it is sort of looking at maybe the fundamentals. And I think here, you know, there's a big role to play in kind of strengthening also like the education institutions that we have in Malaysia. And I think, with that regard, I think we have many talented Malaysians who have, you know, graduated locally and also graduated abroad to see how those people can be involved in shaping policy, right, wherever they may be. I think, thirdly, I think in sort of the more frontier industries, I think there is a big discussion about, I think, sustainability. And I think with that regard also, I think reviving tourism, I think, which is something that should be given a lot more emphasis, you know, as we exit the pandemic.
Projects like this, massive projects, there are a lot of money involved when it comes to Malaysia.
Yeah, yep.
The GDP is about £9 billion, maybe about 55 billion ringgit worth. Taking over 20 years to get it completed, phase one, phase two just done.
Yep.
Are you enthusiastic about these kind of projects?
Yep. So I think
you're not paid for by any of the four shareholders.
No.
So please speak your mind.
Yeah. So I think it's cautious enthusiasm. On one hand, I think you do feel a sense of pride, you know, walking into Battersea and seeing a place like Royal Selangor. It's a source of immense pride. But I think the enthusiasm is, I guess, cautious because I also think that. What we do from this point is also equally important, right? I think, you know, by launching a project like this in a foreign country and showing that we're able to turn it into a success, I guess what I would really hope for is for more of these type of projects to also be done in Malaysia to then attract that investment and spur growth. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the drama or the dilemma, mm-hmm. where you would want more development internally or locally, domestically.
Yep.
But why do that if you can get higher yield abroad? Wouldn't that be the more economically viable choice to go after? Go where the money is, go where the value is.
Yep, fair. So I think it's a difficult balance, right?
Yeah.
I think on one hand you want to pursue opportunities abroad, but I think by strengthening local industries, you are also sort of then allowing the strengthening of the domestic economy. A stronger and more resilient Malaysian economy would also be one that is then able to pursue more opportunities. Otherwise, you know, we might be sort of in the longer term sort of running out of funds that we can use to invest. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Final word. Important to go out and vote. Let's do an election call. Let's talk to folks your age, I guess. Fortunately, I'm no longer within your age bracket. But yes. What's your call to action for your cohort right now watching us talking? at the beautiful, enjoying the beautiful weather of London, yep, in front of the beautiful scenery of Battersea. Seriously, what's the idea here?
I guess only two things. One is, and the first thing is definitely, you know, read up about politics, have an idea of what the different people are saying and what the different people are kind of representing. And secondly, you know, with that knowledge, make sure you go out, register, know your constituency, know where you're going to vote, and make sure you show up on the day.
Yep. That's it. Thanks. That was Omar Akbar Khan, a postgraduate student at the London School of Economics. I'm going to be doing a lot more of this. It's called the Economics of Elections on Notepad. I'm going to be talking about the direct impact, or the indirect impact most likely, of how elections are going to impact the economic policy and the economic direction of the country. Economic headwinds are still going to be faced by us domestically and abroad. Malaysia is not alone in this. Many other economies and many other countries are also facing the kind of same headwinds that we are facing. But of course, Malaysia has further unique challenges that needs to be overcome. Now, over the past few days, I've been speaking to a lot of people when it comes to the economic challenges as well as on the elections. And very recently, I have covered at length the Battersea Power Station project. And, you know, it does bring up a lot more questions than answers, in the sense that what do we do about getting the alpha and the growth for our investments? My money is inside ASB. My money is also inside KWSP or EPF. I want greater returns and greater value. But as what our colleague Omar was talking about, it's all about trying to see a good mix of balance between domestic investments and spurring the local economy, as well as trying to find that value abroad and go where the money is. Tell me more about what you think about this particular episode and this topic. Reach out to me at IbrahimSaninet, both on Twitter as well as on Instagram. If you have any views, any ideas, any comments or criticism, do share it across, because I want to read them all. This is a very important stage in our nation. Also, go out and vote. There's a social media campaign that we're running called #100%, and it really is what it is. What it says, which is to get people to get out and vote as much as possible. Yeah, it doesn't really matter who you vote for, as long as you voice your views at the ballot box. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Catch you in the next one.